At home, don't go on haram internet. Don't, you are sitting at home, but now you are going in a nightclub. You are sitting at home, now you are going in pornography. No, not that. Then also you are out of the house. Be in the house with the family.
Of many nations who did not believe in their Rasuls and did not follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah reminds them of that. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودِ جُتْلَا چُكَي اُنسے پہلے نوح کے قوم اور کوئے وادے اور ثمود. Before that, oh, but when the dam burst its walls, they were all destroyed. And all these people, Allah destroyed them with hurricanes, with earthquakes, with tornadoes, with stones falling from the sky, etc. So Allah say, O people of Makkah, and it is a lesson for all of us also, that take a lesson, a fisherman who goes and fish, and the small fish just sees the bait, and it goes after it, but it doesn't know what is lying behind it. It will be pulled out of the water, it will be cut into pieces, it's all its insides will be taken out. Like that, we have been promised the life of the Akhirat. If we only think the liver, the kidneys are all different materials completely. How Allah had made it the first time, and how that body functions so perfectly. This is a miracle, or it is belief in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So He who made you the first time, what is it difficult for Him? Just to resurrect you in 450,000 hearts, 500,000 eyes, ears, noses, all hands, legs. This is all a miracle. If we look at a baby, we get very happy we got a baby. But we should be also thinking how Allah made that baby in that small factory of the womb of the mother. How Allah Ta'ala, our inside as well. وَنَحْنَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ اور ہم اس سے نزدیک ہیں دھرکتی رگ سے زیادہ. And we are more closer to human being than what his jugular vein is. In other words, the vein of his life. And that is also outside him. Allah is inside you. Muzaffar. There is the chapter that on the prohibition for men to wear clothes that are dyed with saffron. In other words, bright yellow clothes. That is more the clothes, either women wear such clothes, and that is in the home. If they go out, bright colored clothes are meant for women. But if they go out, men's clothing, whether it is shoes, whether it is the trousers, the jeans, the pants, etc. What men wear trousers like that, women should not wear clothes like that. So there should be a complete difference. A woman's clothes are different, men's clothes are different. So we should maintain that. Also, we should consider today one thing that has become very common, grow up with those habits. And afterwards to change is very hard. They take it for granted that this is the clothing we must wear. Our little boys, our little girls, what kind of clothing we put on for them. And girls, we don't put on trousers. And now when they are becoming 10, 12 years old, we want them to wear trousers. It becomes very, that should be avoided. And like that, any other bright colors also. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه says قال راى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علي ثوبين مؤسفرين. That Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saw me, yeah, etc. Also our bright colors. So bright colors we should avoid. Should wear pastel colors, light colors, and our actual clothes, the best is white. وفي رواية فقال إن هذا من ثياب الكفار فلا تلبسها. And in one narration it has come that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibit the wearing of saffron colored garments for men, as the hadith permitted. Ulama have explained this contradiction is as follows. One is, it was initially permissible to wear such garments, but this law was later abrogated for men. That is, there are many things, like liquor was permitted at the beginning, go to Jannat. And they take out ayats of the Quran to prove it. But then they don't see the other ayats that show that you must have iman on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that he is the final and the last Rasul. So those ayats mean those Jews and Christians who believe, who have accepted Islam also. They were Jews and Christians.
In the previous ayats, Allah tabaruk ta'ala explained how the non-believers disbelieve in Allah and in the Rasalat, the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah gave answers to explain to them. Yea, in these ayahs we be given a new life again. That is, they say we just can't understand and comprehend. This is out of the question, and in fact they should make jokes about it. One of the staunch non-believers came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an old bone. And he said, what do you say, that your Allah will bring this back to life? They should make a joke that say to them that the farishta, the angel that has been fixed for this duty of taking your ruh, that he will definitely come and he will take your body, he will take your ruh from you. That is, any person can understand that this human being is not only the outward body, but there is a first time which was much more difficult than again just building it up after it was made. So at that time when Allah could make it and Allah put the ruh and life came in, so what is it difficult for Allah to resurrect the body and put that ruh back into that body again? ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ Phir apne ruh, and we have been brought back to life. We believe now. فَرْجِئْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا Phir humko bhej de ke hum kare bhale kaam. So Allah, now return us to the earth and we will go and do righteous deeds. We won't deny anymore. We will believe exactly. Inna muqinoon. Humko yaqeen. See, that iman is not going to help him. Without seeing, we believe in Allah. We believe in Jannat and Jahannam. That is going to help us, and that iman is the one that is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, if it was that we accepted your iman of what you saw with your eyes, then chuki meri kahi baat. But what I have decreed and what I knew in my knowledge of ever, that I knew who is going to bring iman and who is not going to bring iman, and this has been proven true now. And those that I knew are going to bring iman have brought iman, and those that I knew are not going to bring iman, frying pan in hot oil. Before it did not believe, but once it is caught and pulled out, it will believe all this and it will realize it is the truth. Allah has given us more than enough examples to believe and realize of the life of the qabr and the akhirat. So yeah, in this ayat, how Allah has explained the reality of the life.
Don't diagnose yourself. دیکھو کہ مجھے شیخ کے پاس اور شیخ کامل جو تجربہ کار ہے وہ تمہارے حالات دیکھے تمہارے لیے تجویز کریں گے.